And I would just like to take a moment to share with you this morning. We are emphasizing stewardship throughout this month and into November, and I was asked to share my thoughts and my ideas about stewardship. And as I was thinking about what to say, I thought about the word stewardship and where it comes from. And the word steward, the root of that word, the word steward. And if you know what a steward was in ancient times and in the Middle Ages, the steward was the one who the king would appoint to take care of his kingdom. If he had to go away to war or he had to go on a pilgrimage or on a long journey, he would appoint a steward to take care of his kingdom. And this steward was a trusted agent, someone the king trusted to do his will. And the steward had complete authority throughout the kingdom. When he would pass a law, that was the law of the kingdom. When he made a decree, that decree became the law of the kingdom. Whatever the steward did, he had complete authority, and everyone had to do what the steward said. So he was, in effect, the king. But there was one difference about this. The steward had to realize one thing. It was not his kingdom. Everything the steward did had to be done with this in mind. What would the king think about what I am doing? What would the king say in this regard? If I pass this law, will the king think this is a good law? If I make this decree, will the king think this is a good decree? The steward never could do whatever he wanted to. He couldn't just say, I feel like doing this today. The steward always had to do whatever the king would do if he was there. See, the steward was the mouthpiece of the king. He was the hands and feet of the king. No matter what he did, no matter what he said, he had to do it with this in mind. What would the king think about what I'm doing today? And he had to realize that it was not his kingdom, but that that kingdom belonged to someone else, and he was holding that kingdom instead for someone else. And this is true of us today. We have to realize, as Christians, everything we have comes from God. Our possessions, our jobs, our homes, our friends, our families, our health. Everything that we have today is a gift from God. Nothing we have is our own. And when we are called to give a portion of what God has given to us back, that is simply the right thing to do. And we don't do it because it is a duty. We don't do it because we have to. We do it because He loves us. And we show our love in return by saying, I realize this is not mine to give, but I do this as an act of worship. I do this as an offering to the King who has given me all that I have. Everything I have is not mine to do with as I please. It belongs to the King, and He is letting me have it for this time that I am here on earth. Just like the steward realized that it was not his kingdom, so as Christians we need to realize that everything we have is not ours, but it is God's alone. And He has granted it to us. And we must think of this when we give of our tithes and when we give of our talents. This applies to our talents as well. And I know so many people, when you ask them what their talent is, they say, oh, I don't have a talent. I can't do anything right. I do everything completely wrong. If you listen to these people, you would think that they are the clumsiest and goofiest people that have ever lived because they can't do anything right. But everybody has a talent. Everybody has some gift that God has given them to be used to serve His kingdom. It might be the gift of music. It might be the gift of teaching. It might be simply the gift of encouragement. You're good at encouraging people. It might be the gift of prayer. You're good at praying for people. It might be the gift of love. You're good at loving people. Whatever that gift might be, you have been given a gift. You have been given a talent for the Lord. And it is right that we use that to serve Him and to enrich His kingdom and to grow His kingdom. That's what tithing is. It's realizing that what we have is not ours, it's God's. And He has called us to give back a portion as an act of worship, as a gift of offering to the Lord, because it's right that we do so, not because it's a duty, not because we have to, not because we want to get something out of it. I'm going to give my tithe or I'm going to give my talent, so I hope that the Lord will bless me. No, we give it because He loves us, and we love Him. It's that simple. That's what stewardship is, and that's why it's so important. It's simply an act of worship, and it's an offering of praise to the King of Kings who gave us everything we have to begin with. That's what stewardship is all about.